From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's a sadly familiar news item this time of year, a deadly incident during the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Today, more than 300 people were killed and more than 200 were injured during a stampede at the annual Muslim pilgrimage.
Rabia Parak is a reporter for the BBC World Service. She is in Mina in Saudi Arabia. And Rabia Parak, I wonder if you can tell us, what happened here? How did hundreds of people die in this stampede at the Hajj?
Well, today is the fifth day of the Hajj rituals, and it requires pilgrims to stone three walls. And there are two tiers where pilgrims can stone these pillars, either at the top on the bridge where this tragedy occurred, or at the bottom underneath. Now, the problem happened, basically, it was absolutely the phenomenal amount of crowds that were congregated around that area. The problem is people will travel from Mina to Mecca this evening, as they have been doing throughout the day. So they take their baggage with them that they brought to Mina to stay here for the past 3 or 4 days. They've been taking that luggage to the ritual site, and that's where it's causing a lot of problems for people to get past.
So you're saying that the colossal crush of people was compounded by the fact that so many were carrying luggage as well as they were on these bridges?
Yes, absolutely. Now, the Saudi authorities say that their stewards and their security men did tell people to leave their luggage behind. For many people, very reluctant to leave their luggage and very irresponsible in that respect, because you've got flags, you've got people in wheelchairs kind of parked along the side, which makes a very large space very, very crowded very quickly.
And sadly, this is by no means the first time that there has been a stampede and a significant loss of life on the Hajj. Are the Saudis doing enough to provide security for more than 2 million pilgrims who converge on this place?
Well, I can certainly say that they've tried, but I definitely believe that they could do more. From 2 years ago, as you say, there was a number of lives lost then. I think almost 250 people lost in a similar stampede. So what the Saudi authorities did then was, rather than have a pillar for people to throw the stones at, they converted that pillar into a wall. So we now have three walls, a much larger space for people to throw their stones. So I think it's a combination, certainly, of Saudi authorities trying to do more to control the flow of people that go into the Jumu'ah, but also etiquette of pilgrims not camping outside, not taking their luggage with them, certainly not taking elderly or sick or children to those Jumu'ah sites.
Just one last point. Is it unthinkable to suggest that perhaps the number of pilgrims should be less than 2.5 million, that perhaps the holy sites just can't stand this volume of people?
Well, the Saudi authorities do issue a certain number of visas and Hajj visas for people to perform the Hajj. This year, as you say, almost 2.5 to 3 million people performed it. One thing that they have not been able to control, however, is the number of people within the kingdom that perform the Hajj. This year, they're estimating almost 400,000 people are here illegally. That means basically without a Hajj permit, without the authorities saying, yes, you can perform this Hajj.
Rabia Parak, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
It's Rabia Parak, who's a reporter for the BBC World Service, who has been at the Hajj and is talking to us from Mina, Saudi Arabia, where earlier today more than 300 people, Muslim pilgrims, died in a stampede.